I was so blessed throughout the program. Eh? Yes, I was so blessed throughout the program, honestly. A lot, and a lot is still happening, even in my home. And I give God praise. And then a number of persons called me when the development got to where it is right now. In fact, yesterday, the Olori Odo took me through to see the link between the transformer at where the connection of Agboyi, Okwagbon and beginning there, and to the road, and it curved like this to the bridge leading to Ogudu. Orioke axis, and walking through that path, the guy showed me what do you call it? These stones that they use for roads, those blocks, those bricks, interlocking tiles that they wanted to use, but the Oba said no, that he wants this work to be very, very solid. And then they had to put that aside and use them, what's it called? I think it's concrete, but it's very, very solid because they already laid rods and all that on the DC, and it's very, very good. In fact, they even told me that they are relocating the Oba's palace to somewhere in that. And I say, now this water, I won't put Oba's palace. He said, bro, leave that in. There's already a plan for it. I said, oh, okay. He said, this is the new Banana Island. I said, okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when I was sharing with Mrs. Ajira, I said, yes, just like Seth Man said, when we got there, the first thing impressed in our heart, which we prayed with, was we said, God is sending us here as light. And even before this road, we started seeing that many things had started happening. This will be the first year that from September to January, normally before, NEPA will cut their light. And then they will all gather a very large sum of money and give to NEPA before they give their light. From September, they will cut it off. And then from August, they will cut off the light. For no reason. And then everybody must contribute certain amount, maybe like 30K-ish house, and then they give to NEPA. Then NEPA will not give them light in January, or maybe if to January to New Year. But this year is different. Most people now, they now have prepaid meters. Even the ones that don't have, NEPA dare not touch the light because enlightenment has come. There are some things we also drop on the platform because we had to create a WhatsApp platform between NEPA staffs and even the people in the place. I just want to give God praise. I remember one of the times that the Oba was saying that, yes, you have to be in this team to be sorting things out and all that. But it's God, just like Philippians 2:13 said, it's God working in us both to will and do of his good pleasures. Hallelujah. Amen. And not also undermining the fact that these things, we pray them even when we do meetings every first Sunday of the month. These are the things we always pray about. We pray about light. We pray about God's, the will of God on the land. We always do. We always pray. And now people are saying, now they are calling my attention. And we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you for how our lives are transformed and touched by your power. We give you praise even tonight as we look deep into your word, trusting that, yes, you will teach us, you will take these lips of clay and speak to us, and our lives will be blessed and better. Glory to your name, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Briefly this evening, let's just look at God's word. Never too young to die. Never too young to die. Hallelujah. I remember I said my teaching or some time ago about how to die. What if I said it? Amen. But then thank God for the Holy Spirit who opens our mind to things. Understanding is very, very key. Hallelujah. Yes, as I was studying, God was just opening my eyes and showing me things about how He makes ordinary people, he takes ordinary people and make them do extraordinary things. He takes ordinary people and make them do extraordinary things. First is because they obeyed and give themselves to God's word, like Jesus was teaching, and he said, except a seed first dies, it's useless. It cannot bless others. It cannot give to others, to people, except a seed first dies to itself. Amen. So before a seed sprouts, we all know that first it dies. It dies first. So we must die to self to be useful to others. We must die to self to be useful to others. John chapter 12. John 12. Verse 24. John 12, 24. I'll be relying on your projection. I forgot my glasses. All right, John 12. Let me see. 24. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. 25 says, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him, my Father will honor. Let's have that in MSG, in the message, please. John 12, 24 to 26. He said, listen carefully, unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world. I like that. Dead to the world. Amen. Let me get it from here. Okay. So listen carefully, unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. So, he says, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. So it remains what it is as long as it's alone. But when it dies, something happens. Something happens. There's a transformation that takes place. It metamorphoses into what blesses other people. Hallelujah. So, but if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over in the same way. Isn't it wonderful that when it's alone, it's just that grain. But when it's put in the ground, it multiplies itself. It becomes much more. Hallelujah. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is, destroys that life. I like that. Anyone who holds on to life just as it is. I've seen a lot of people who live in that kind of fear. That kind of fear. They go out, they are very, very careful. They want to be careful. Say, I see they can open, they can analyze and all that. They live in fear, perpetual fear. They can give you analysis of what can happen between here and Yaba. Living in fear, analyzing all manner of possibilities of accidents that could happen. I've seen people like that. The anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love. Hallelujah. Amen. Reckless in your love, you'll have it forever. Real and eternal. If any of you want to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve. At a moment's notice, the Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me. Hallelujah. Amen. So like I said earlier on, before a seed sprouts, it dies first. So we must die to self to be useful to others. Let's see a number of people that died to self and were greatly used by God to bless others. Because I like that example in the message that says, a life, when you try to hold on to that life, it becomes useless. See, it destroys that life. So, but when you let go, reckless in love, that means allowing God, because God is love, allowing God do what he will with that life, then you will see the manifold, you see the greatness of God's power working in you. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 11 to 18, we saw how Abraham was one of those also who allowed himself, who gave himself. Absolutely. He obeyed God absolutely. In fact, the book of Hebrews said it was, these things were counted. You know, it's the Hall of Fame. It talked about Abraham's faithfulness. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 11 to 18, what happened there? It said, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. You think God didn't know that he feared him before? He knew. So now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Hallelujah. Next verse. He said, then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Hallelujah. So Abraham was not perturbed about, he was not ready to hold back. He was ready to let go his only son. After God had promised you for years and now you have a boy, one who is going to be, you'll be looking at him like, this is the promise of the Father, and through this one, all the nations of the earth that God has promised me will come. And then he say, give him up. But he didn't hold back. Hallelujah. Amen. And today we are benefactors of that act of Abraham. Hallelujah. Because if you read further down, you will see the blessings that were pronounced, that God pronounced over Abraham. He said, unto his seed. Hallelujah. Unto his descendants that are to come, these blessings have been given. Hallelujah. Let's also see Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, 8 to 12. We are benefactors of Abraham's obedience till date. Hebrews 11, 8 to 12. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, it says, by an act of faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he left, he had no idea where he was going. An act of faith. He just acted in faith. Hallelujah. He had no idea where he was going. By an act of faith, he lived in the country promised him. Lived as a stranger, camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundation. The city designed and built by God. I think it's the King James that said, a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have God as the builder of our foundation. Thank God for Pastor Escott was talking about foundations over the weekend. There's one of the most important things that can happen to us in our life, in our Christian walk, is having God, having a solid foundation built in Christ. Amen. Very, very important. Very significant. We see in the account of Genesis chapter 39 also, 2 to 10. Genesis 39, 2 to 10, the account of Joseph, who also denied himself. Many people in today's world would jump at the offer of sleeping with their boss's wife. He said, I have everything offered to me by my oga. But that's not even the reason why he said no. He said, I will not do this wicked thing to God. That means he considered his service even to his boss, to his earthly oga, as service to God. I remember the Bible portion that says we should render our services as unto the Lord. Even when we work in our workplaces, even when we work within our family, even in our community, render your service like it's unto God. And that's what Joseph did. He rendered his service like it's unto God. Amen. And that's why when Potiphar's wife say, lie with me, he said, no, I will not do this. Our God has not held anything back from me. He has freely given me everything except you. He said, no, I won't do this wicked thing against God Almighty. And then the woman trapped him. The woman held him. And then he fled. Hallelujah. Yes. Many people are destroyed for seeking personal gains, self-gratification, because you want to show off, or you just feel like it doesn't matter, nobody will see me, and then you just want to do that thing and get away, clean out. No, Joseph said, no, I will not do this wicked thing unto God, and he ran away. And you know the rest of the story. Great things that were laid up ahead for him. God took him from that low level where he was, just a slave. Even though he was blessed in Potiphar's house and all that, God took him beyond that and took him to the second in command, the level of being second in command in the whole of a nation. Hallelujah. There is great reward in obeying God. There's great reward in honoring God. Honoring God with our body, honoring God in everything that we do. Amen. Yes, because he thought of it. If I die, make I die. I'm not too young to die. He was ready to die, but he was not ready to offend God, even if it means costing him his life. Hallelujah. We also see the account of Daniel. Daniel and the three Hebrew young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not scared to die. Daniel was cautioned. The guy went home and even opened the window. Was ready to, he didn't even mind. He was innocent. He prayed even the more. Those young guys were threatened and said, if you do not bow when you hear the sound, you'll be thrown into the burning furnace. They even heat up the fire 7 more times. They were not prepared to power. They were ready to die. Throw that in the face of people of today. They will tell you, I'm still young. I've not served. I've not done my youth service. I'm still young. I never marry. I'm still young. I never born on my children finish. They will give you all manner of excuses. But these guys didn't think that they were too young to die. They were ready to die. They were not ready to offend God. They were ready to go all the way, stretch out and keep their faith, even in the face of death. Hallelujah. We saw also David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, 12 to 27, how, 37, how his father Jesse called him and said he should go and give food to his brothers. I remember vividly how they mocked him. You know, that kind of, you don't call me again, over Sabi. Because all the times he has been bringing food, probably maybe midday, according to what I read, what I understood from what I read, probably he's been coming during midday, because in the morning, the champion Goliath will come out and brag and boast, and then we are moving towards the Israelites. And then in the evening, morning and evening like that, and waiting, no champion from the other camp is coming out. So probably David every afternoon, every noon time will bring food and all that. They were in the battleground. He would bring food. So this particular time he came, and coincidentally, this guy stood up and was bragging and was threatening and all that. And he wondered, what's happening here? What's happening here? The brother scolded him. You nosy little boy. We know what you're about. You want to show yourself. Amen. There are people who will tell you all manner of things. You don't do like saying that you never get church. Only you never know God. Only you never go to church. All of us know they go to church. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when I was on my way coming, and I was listening to the prayer session led by Sister Remy, and I was listening, and I was praying silently, but I was listening. And then one guy, I perceive he's a Muslim, he looked at me. You know, some people would just quickly just maintain and even load this at me and not even send. I was listening and I was praying in my spirit. Amen. Yes, I wasn't disturbing anybody. I wasn't making noise. Nobody was hearing what I was praying. My lips were moving. I was praying. I've seen people who they tell you in the office, say, this is a workplace. We're not saying constitute nuisance. No. But you can keep yourself stirred up. You can take charge of your territory. You can do all these things and pray, even in class and all that. Yes, you can be a light everywhere you are. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So David, I think anger stirred up within him. Like, he's talking like this. So he went to Saul. Said, I will take this man out. I can take him out. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Saul said, he's been fighting war from his youth. You are only a youth. At least he started from somewhere. Let me start from here. Amen. People who are confident, who are ready to die, who are ready to put themselves as seed in the ground, ready to sprout and be a blessing to the body of Christ, be a blessing to kingdom, hallelujah, to kingdom work also. We have stories like that of Moses, stories of Elijah. I remember when I was listening to Pastor BJ where he was teaching, and when he mentioned about Elijah being a man of like passion. And what he was simply saying is, he was just a man like us, hallelujah. Yes, and they even mocked him. When they were talking to Elisha, they said, your master will soon be taken away from you. They knew. They will soon be taken. You will now be helpless. Amen. Have people mocked you? Have people really made caricature of your faith? They should be saying, they go to church. Why this thing happened to you? Why all of us did the same boat? I remember one day I was coming back from the farm, and then our boat stopped in the middle of the water. And when the boat stopped in the middle of the water, and it was night, and people were complaining and grumbling in the boat. I said, no, they shouldn't. At, it will start. The boat. I told the guy, I said, do what you can do. In my heart, I was praying that it should start because I want to get home. And people were complaining and saying all sorts and all that and all that. I just blocked my ear. I wouldn't even listen. I was just praying and praying. And then all of a sudden, the thing kicked off. The same people were complaining. Hey, they started saying, ah, God is wonderful. My mind, I said, all these people that won't even be a seed that will allow themselves. If that guy listened to what they were saying, and you won't even, they were just going to pack the day. They have yapped and said, oh man, out of. But when the team started, they were the ones jubilating and saying, and all that. Amen. Have people mocked you, made caricature of your faith? What you do is rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Don't let that break you. Don't let it break you. Know who you are. You are a seed about to get into the ground and bless other lives. That itself is a test. Even Jesus went through tests like that. That itself is a test. I've heard testimonies, lots of testimonies. Testimonies about Pastor BJ, testimonies about Pastor NY, testimonies about Seth Man himself. Sharing how their life. So imagine one of the stories, let me talk about one of them that I heard. How even right from school, they would hold fellowship meetings at Seth Man's father's garage, right? BQ. So just imagine if that life was not a seed in the ground. Lives around that very life, people that you know, would either be doing something else. Yes, some people will say, but he went to school. He will still be able to take care of himself. He will still get a good job, graduate with good grades, get a good job, and still believe in well. Yes. But you see, the God factor there, you can't play down on it. Amen. You can't play down on it. Somebody was testifying the other time, and he was talking about direction when he was going to get married. And he talked about direction again when he was going to move to Lagos. He didn't just wake up and say, Lagos is a beautiful city that has everything that I want. And it was by divine direction. Hallelujah. So you just imagine that someone would not say, no, I have my life planned out. I have my life planned out. Then you will understand that if you live that life that you have planned, the devil can help you abort it and spoil so many things for you. A life you think you have planned and you left God out of it, you will be shocked. So you can't take away the God factor. Hallelujah. Yes, because when you remove God from the equation, you will be amazed all the things that are waiting for you. The reason why these great men have these testimonies that we share today that we can draw strength from is because there is the God factor in it. Amen. If you've heard people's story, how they turn from being Muslims to Christians, imagine the lives that Pastor BJ has affected, has impacted. So just imagine. If you are thinking only of yourself, make I just graduate, marry one fine girl, and just get good job, and do this, and do that. It's not about that. What does God want you to do? What do you want to do for God? How do you want to live fulfilling God's purpose for your life? These are things that matters a great deal. Amen. Let us rise up on our feet. As we begin to pray, the lives, the testimonies of people, great men, people that we have seen in the scriptures, and even people that we have even before and around us, are stories that we can draw great strength from. Let's first of all appreciate God that we have living examples around us from the scriptures and men around us. Like the Bible says, Elisha was a man with like passions. Hallelujah. Meaning that he's a human being like us in flesh and blood. But you see, the God factor is very, very key. It's very, very important. When men allow God run their lives, when men allow God design and order their lives and orchestrate and give them direction, they can never miss it. It's a life that cannot have regrets. Hallelujah. Let's just begin to appreciate God for the ability to have this connection that we have. Living examples from scriptures and even alive here with us. We have living examples, lives that impact us, lives that inspire us. Thank you for lives. Thank you for lives that are imparted. Thank you for marriages that are imparted. Thank you for children that are being raised, even in the kingdom. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise. Thank you for the lives that are set before us, that challenges us, that strengthens us with their testimonies, with their stories and their lifestyle. Oh, each time I think about this, I just imagine like a Sunday when Pastor Muyiwa during Bible school was talking about and was thanking Mrs. Abbas for looking about always being in service. Why wouldn't she be in service online? Because when she was here, she dare not miss service. Hallelujah. That's what happens. And I see Brother Yemi even far away. Well, it didn't start today. Brother Yemi will come all the way from Ibadan, where in my girls, and will come to service. Yes. Why? Because there are set examples even before us. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we see set man, he's coming from a trip. And all the way from the airport, he comes straight to church. And he's as tired as what he's still going to teach. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you because we have these set examples. Thank you because our lives are inspired. Our lives are strengthened. We draw from these. Oh, thank you because, yes, we will be strong. We will be strong. We'll give ourselves to your word. We'll give ourselves to the work that is set before us. Oh, we will not just think about ourselves, but we'll think about the lives that we are meant to impact through your word. Oh, glory to you, Father. We give ourselves fully like the seed put in the ground, ready to die and multiply itself to bless many lives. Yes, to make great impact in our world for the kingdom. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.